Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. August 13, 2020. My new article on Israel Hayom, the light at the end of the COVID-19 tunnel. People's will to weather the coronavirus storm and get back to normal life has vied with the surge of record-breaking infection rates around the globe. People are tired of hearing about the pandemic, but it grips and does not let go, spreading and striking. Yet, we can find the stamina to navigate the crisis when we realize that the solution is in our hands. For the first time in history, nearly every scientist in the world is focused on the same problem. This is starting to pay real dividends, say academics from Harvard, who highlight the new era of cooperation we have entered to mitigate the impact of the pandemic on every realm of our lives: the economy, health, education, culture. Millions of people worldwide are stressed out over the variables that predict what awaits us in the future. What will happen in the upcoming winter in terms of COVID cases? How many more people will be unemployed? The uncertainty shapes our collective consciousness and prepares it for a sharp turn. Precisely this kind of change of perspective, from a narrow-minded, egoistic perspective to a comprehensive, broad approach to solving our common challenges, is what will help us to reach a solution to the crisis at the deepest root of the problem, our dysfunctional human relations, rather than approaching it only from a scientific, economic or political perspective. From a world where a person sees only himself, we need to transition to a world where people consider one another. From a world where we no longer stop to consider whether or not to wear a mask or keep social distance to avoid the transmission of a harmful virus to those near us, we need to attain a reality in which we consciously do whatever it takes to protect others, in the same way as we would like others to take care of the health of our children. Our current sense of helplessness is making us more sensitive to the relationships between us. Without improving our human relations, we will be unable to secure a good future. Instead, we will only waste precious energy and resources on wars and conflicts of interest. Even if a cure for COVID-19 is found, it will not cure the social phenomenon of excessive egoism, the state that causes people not to feel the needs of others but only their own selfish demands. The ultimate vaccine against all pathogens targets the healing of the hearts, neutralizes venomous criticism, and corrects our exploitative attitude towards others. Nature is not blind and nothing happens by chance. The engine of evolution produces what we perceive as negative events, so we will react and make connections that move us in the opposite direction toward alignment with nature. This is the formula for the evolution of life, and the times require everyone to realize this. The world we have built is completely interconnected, but our hearts remain far apart. This incompatibility is exactly what we are required to fix, so we will function as an integral system in mutual consideration and harmony. If we help each other take on the mindset of the good of all, our hearts will be cleansed of egoistic and alienating attitudes, and all the parts of nature will recover balance. The common concern for the well-being of others will create solutions for every possible situation, building a shield that will protect us from all predicaments. Then we will discover that there is nothing threatening in nature, and that the coronavirus was just the means for curing the world of hatred and excessive consumerism. The bottom line of this formula for security and prosperity is simple: without connection of the hearts we will all suffer, but mutual support will build a sensation of paradise. We are like a family stuck together in a tunnel. We will be able to see the light at the end of the tunnel only with the power of love. A collective solution for a collective blow. From my Facebook page, Michael Leitman, August 13, 2020. When everyone is hit by the same blow, where's the wisdom in looking for a solution separately? Why not join forces, work shoulder to shoulder, and find a vaccine or a cure to COVID-19 together? The answer is that there's no money and no fame in solving things together. This is typical of the attitude where they held until today, and for the most part, we still do. But if there's a lesson to be learned from the coronavirus, it is that the solution has to match the problem. When it's a collective blow, it requires a collective solution. COVID is just the harbinger. We're moving into a time where all the crises will be global in the full sense of the word, since the whole purpose of the blows we're taking today is to make us work together. Until we learn to do so, the blows will grow more powerful and more painful. We have entered a new era, the era of oneness. The sooner humanity learns to function as one, the easier and smoother will be our transition into the new era. And as we learn to deal with crises together, we will grow closer in our hearts and develop mutual responsibility and a truly sustainable society, in harmony with all of nature. Where did the virus come from? Question: where did the coronavirus come from? It was believed to be of animal origin. Bats got it, then pets. Then they said that viruses appear when snow melts, and it is even possible it is from there. Now they say that the intrusion into forests, the Amazon, for example, will bring us a huge number of viruses. Suddenly, it turns out that people who are on some deserted island also get sick with this virus. And there are no bats there. Great scientists start to wonder where it is from. Answer: out of thin air. Not even out of thin air, but out of nothing. From the fact that man himself is the source of the virus. Why? Because when in the process of our growing egoism we treat each other with more and more disdain and rejection, we thereby cause such negative forces in nature that stimulate compounds called viruses. Question: that is, the virus comes upon our thoughts and actions that are directed against other people? Answer: yes. Forces acting between us, and generated by us, give rise to such a combination of elementary matters, which we call viruses. Question: so in principle, scientists will not find an antidote to it? Answer: the antidote comes along the way. Start treating each other well and there will be no viruses. And even those that exist will disappear. These will eat those. This is too lofty for scientists because it is at the level of desires, at the level of aspirations, at the level of relationships, something that scientists cannot comprehend. Scientists work at the level of matter. And this is at the level of subtle matter, desires, love, hatred, fears, and so on. Question: what is your solution now? To deal with the origin of the virus? Answer: if we do not do this, we will not even know what we are dealing with. But here we go to the level where we rise from matter to the next level, desires, thoughts, relationships, that is, in general, to subtle matter. Question: both viruses and antiviruses originate from there? Answer: yes. Everything is there. In general, all matter originates there. Question: in practice, are you entering the control room of our world? Answer: of course. Why not? A thought gave birth to everything, to all nature. In the beginning was the Word. Remark: but we cancel all earthly sciences by this. My reply: we are not canceling anything. They are absolutely correct at their level. Remark: but they do not find an antidote. For now, anyway. My reply: they cannot find it at their level. What can you do? Remark: so, a doctor of today should become a sage? My reply: or, today's sage can be a doctor. And do not demand anything from the doctor. Question: or should the doctor understand that this is all on a different level? Answer: yes, at the next level. And he must work at his own level, on the earthly one. The second wave will come, and the third, and more viruses will spread everywhere. We will see that it all depends only on our thoughts, on our feelings, on our relationship to each other. Question: what is your main advice? Answer: not to fly anywhere, to some deserted island. It will not help. Only one thing will help, Think well of others. Remark, very simple advice for people. It is, of course, very difficult to execute in reality, but it is very simple. Think well of others. We were taught that in kindergarten and at school. My reply, and they taught you correctly. If only we could absorb it. Perceive it. Question, what is the secret here? What kind of add-on to think well of others is there? Answer, our thoughts rule the world. Question, but can I think well of others? Answer, no. This must be learned. Question, what is the secret here? I cannot think well of others. I cannot. Answer, it is done on purpose so that you cannot. Because your attitude toward others depends on the direction of your thinking, your desire, connection with others, mutual work with each other, in general, from so many conditions that you must develop in yourself, in your society, at least in a small group. Question. So, until I work it out, we will be exposed to viruses? Answer. Yes. Not only that. Question. Can this be worked out in a short period of time? Still, we are now talking about the fact that humanity is sick. Answer, hordes of viruses are approaching us. Remark, so, when can we start getting rid of viruses? My reply, we can reduce their harmful effects. We can somewhat postpone all sorts of problems caused by them until we get smarter. But it depends on how much we start now to try and perceive these viruses correctly so that with their help, we can be directed to the right goal. Let's really understand their presence among us, correctly. Question, what should I understand? Answer, I must understand that this is for me, because of me, for my benefit. There is nothing in nature against man at all. Nothing. Everything is so that we will grow wiser, mature, and change a little, to a positive relationship to each other and in general to the whole of nature. Question, and if I start understanding this? Answer, then you improve your health. You just start to feel physically, morally, and mentally healthy. At the same time, we reach a completely different level of interaction and perception of nature. That is, our whole life will be at the level of our thoughts, our interactions, positive and negative. And there is nothing in nature except for the plus and minus interacting with each other. And the same with us, we will be able to manage our desires, our thoughts. So simple. Remark, that is, I enter the level of thoughts, without words. I can remain silent. My reply, there are no words, nothing physical at all. We suddenly find ourselves in a huge space completely filled with pluses and minuses. Such particles as thoughts, feelings. Question. So, there are still minuses there? Isn't it just filled with goodness, love? Answer, there can be no plus without a minus. Question, is the minus my resistance to the plus? Answer, yes, it must exist. And therefore, as we know from Kabbalah, we do not remove our egoism. We only use it correctly. We open this huge computer in which we exist and begin to interact with it with the help of our thoughts and desires. And we get involved in the work of this computer and bring it into a state of complete equilibrium. All this is in order for it to reveal to us the basic equation of the universe, that all this exists only to reveal happiness. Question, what do we do? How much must we talk? How long do we have to repeat this? How long are you willing to repeat this? Return to this all the time, how long? Answer, as long as I live, the universe shines. You have nowhere to go. Question, that is, you have and will have the patience for this, and you will continue? Answer, I will do it as long as I am able to speak. From CAB TV's News with Dr. Michael Leitman, June 15, 2020. Nature is pregnant with a new humanity. The crisis that the coronavirus has brought us into, in essence, is the birth of a new world. However, all of humanity looks like a girl who unexpectedly became pregnant, completely unwilling, and is now terrified and does not know what to do. Let's not see ourselves in this position. We entered, like an embryo, the process of preparing for birth in a new world. Nature is pregnant, the Creator, who must give birth to us. And He will do it. But we must help Him, we must agree with this process, unite more and more, and prepare for our birth. Thus, we can accelerate our development, because this pregnancy is not limited to a certain term, but depends on how we manage to unite in order to be ready to be born. The only thing that is required of us, is connection. We have to always think about how to connect more and more, and then we will understand how to behave during the delivery. There is still a long way to delivery. After all, if we are born before we are all connected together, then the baby will be born deformed, some organs will be missing in its body since we are not fully connected. Through our connection, we are forming the body of the newborn humanity, and therefore, we are obliged to unite in such a way that this baby is born healthy, with all the necessary organs. An unsuccessful delivery should be out of the question. If our union is not correct, then nature, the Creator, will bring such troubles, will put such pressure on us, that we will have to unite. The birth canal is very narrow, and we will have to rally very strongly to get out. If we connect, we can easily get out. And besides, we need to change our values so that previously important things become unimportant, and vice versa, what previously was unimportant becomes important. This will mean that we are turning our heads upside down and we all share the same opinion. And then labor pains come, which are well known to women. But now we all will have to go through them in a spiritual form so they prepare us for the birth in a new world. All this is ahead of us, because we have not even collected ourselves in the form of an embryo so far. The coronavirus is helping us tremendously to advance toward this birth, leaving us only the bare essentials and putting everything else aside. Therefore, it can be considered a medicine and not a blow. The opposite is true, with what the Creator beats us, He heals us. A drop of semen has begun to develop, a spiritual gene, Reshimo, from the new world, which has awakened in us, based on the fact that we have already completely exhausted our previous state. It is developing in each of us, and in all of us, together. And it contains information about the new state of humanity, just like the cell from which the embryo begins, a drop of semen. The spiritual embryo floats in the light of Hasidim, in mother's waters, with which it then exits during the correct birth. If we behave correctly and unite into a healthy embryo, we will feel that we are in the light of Hasidim, in the ocean of mercy, in the mother's womb. Our embryo will grow and develop month after month and learn to see the new world in which it is supposed to be born. If we do not unite, then our state will grow worse and worse, and we can reach real hunger. Nature will persuade us to change our values and understand that there is nothing but uniting, a group or death. After all, we have not even attached to the wall of the womb yet. This requires connection above everything. We must become an embryo within the upper mother, all of nature, the Creator, and begin to develop in Him in order to be rewarded with birth. It is easier for women to understand this process because they have gone through it and have felt it inside themselves. And now both men and women must go through this process and feel themselves in the womb and develop there. Despite the fact that this is a dark place regarding our egoism, regarding the desire for bestowal and unity, this is a world full of light, which gives us new development and new life. From CAB TV's Women in the New World, July 9, 2020. Toward integral responsibility. Question: in order to bring oneself closer to observing the laws of nature, must one learn to receive from society only what is necessary and give as much as possible? Answer: not as much as possible, but to use all your forces and abilities to give, to receive necessities but only for ordinary, normal, human existence. This means that I am in balance with nature, giving everything to it at the human level and receiving what I need at the animal level. The pandemic will lead us to this. If this one does not, then the next one will. Question: in such a case, where is our free choice? Answer: this is the free choice, by the stick to happiness, as they say. This is obvious today from all that is happening. And you can try to equalize yourself with the state of complete, mutual, integral responsibility. Question: why should I believe this? Maybe this is all not true? Answer: if we proceed from ordinary laws, there seems to be nothing special in this. But if you begin to logically calculate everything that a person does based on his egoism, you will see that this force simply drives us into the grave. On the other hand, how would we act if we are on the same small globe and have become practically a single community? Get together and decide how we can coexist properly. Question: despite our inherently selfish nature, we can, under the influence of our environment, cultivate certain values that are opposite to our selfish inclinations. Is this freedom of choice? Answer: yes. Excellent wording, simple and clear to everyone. From Cab TV's The Post-Coronavirus Era, April 30th, 2020. The choice is voluntary, but the steps are the same. Question: once upon a time in my childhood, my grandmother told me that every person is endowed with freedom of choice because he or she was originally created in the image and likeness of God. I remembered that if I use the freedom of choice, it means that I am the creator of my destiny and my life. It turns out that I already have this program. Or is it just my choice? Answer: no. Your only choice is to take a step forward, which you must take. Either you make it your free choice now, or you will be given a couple of blows and you will still be forced to make it. But everything is absolutely predestined. The only difference is whether we go voluntarily or under blows. The difference is in sensations, in states, in perceptions. But the steps are the same. From Cab TV's Together About Important Things, July 14th, 2020.